Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is Stories by Scott William Foley. I'm going to be reading to you a short story called Fasks. It's a science fiction tale, something envisioning the future, at least the future I hope we get to see. She lifts the Fask to her face, holds it nearer and nearer her skin until it connects with her temps, and then exits her apartment. As she heads for the elevator, she tells her quarters to lock up, before also hailing a Druber. While riding down the elevator, she dictates a few messages to her friends, confirms the weather, and watches a cat video her sister sent. It's hilarious. Her building is an older one, practically historic by the city standards, and it hasn't yet been outfitted with exterior ports. Keeps the rent down, but definitely an inconvenience to actually have to ride an elevator. After exiting her building, she finds a Druber waiting at the curb. She climbs in and takes the only empty seat available. It's at the front, on the left. There are five other people. Druber flashes a message across her visual, welcoming her and then prompting her to confirm the destination. She does so, and it next merges seamlessly into the city's ever-flowing traffic. A call pushes through. She sees it's Alejandra and quickly answers. "Hey, Alejandra," she greets. "Hey, Z! Just wondered when you're going to arrive. Hold on, let me check." Z asks for an ETA. Her Druber messages that it will be 3.5 more minutes. They have to drop off one more passenger first. "Just a few," Z informs. "Clue," Alejandra says. "That's about the same for me, too." "I'm so excited," Z says. "I know." "How many people do you think will be there?" Z asks. "Well, 14 confirmed, so let's hope we have at least that many, right?" "I never dreamed we'd get enough people together to start a Jill Thompson fan club." "I know. I loved looking at my dad's copies of her graphic novels when I was a kid, especially Wonder Woman, the true Amazon. She's such an amazing artist. This is going to be so much fun." Z's nose suddenly tickles. "I'll see you there, Alejandra. I gotta go. I think I'm gonna sneeze." "Get your Fask off. You'll gross it," Alejandra cries. Z disconnects her Fask just in time to hold her finger up to her nose and belay the sneeze. "Phew," she says, "that was close." Before replacing her Fask, Z waits to see if another sneeze threatens. She relaxes while enjoying the slight hum of the vehicle. The three remaining people surrounding her, two men and a woman, all wear Fask and, judging by their hand motions, seem to be carrying on fairly animated conversations. That, or they could be gaming. Maybe both. Now alone in the front seat, Z slides to the right side of the vehicle so she can look out the window at the few people walking. It always amuses her to see all of the adults wearing their Fask, no two ever alike, and their children walking alongside them, barefaced. Kids are too little for temps, so they have to make do with handheld devices. She remembers when her doctors said she could finally get a Fask. It was the best day of her life. One pedestrian catches her attention. He wears no Fask, has no device in his hand, doesn't seem connected at all to anything or anyone. In fact, Z thinks he looks a little horrified. Confident her sneeze is completely abated, she puts her Fask back on and G-scans the guy. No matches. Weird. She can't remember a single time that's ever happened. The Druber reaches her destination, attaches to a lift, and then ascends. Even though she's received 32 messages during her sneeze dilemma, she pauses all the activity on her visual and marvels at the parked car sliding to and fro in order to make way for her Druber as it climbs the building. It reminds her of the ant farm she loved as a kid. "Hey, it's me again," she says to Alejandra. "You there?" "Yeah," Alejandra replies. "Did you sneeze?" "Sneeze avoided. Clue! You know it," Z giggles. "Hold on," Alejandra says. "I'm talking to Eve. She says Jill Thompson might drop by." "No way. That would be fantastic." "Makes sense. She does live in Chicago and all." "Give me 2 secs, Alejandra says before cutting out. The Druber docks at the 201st floor, unloads an occupant, then travels to the 218th. After docking again, the Druber alerts its occupants that they can safely exit the vehicle. Z double-checks her Evite to verify the apartment number when Alejandra breaks it back in by saying, "Hey, I'm here." "Me too," Z replies. "At the party?" Z answers, "No, I'm in the hall, walking to the apartment." Z abruptly feels a tap on the back of her shoulder. She spins around to see one of her fellow passengers standing behind her, removing her flask. Z? The person asks. Flinging off her own flask, Z questions, Alejandra? Yes! The two women hug while laughing hysterically. OMG, Z shouts. Did you just get out of that droober? Yes, we're such itzes. We've been together the whole time. Ha! My dad would have a field day with this. Alejandra agrees, saying, oh man, don't even. Well, Z continues, it's nice to meet you, Alejandra. Yeah, like, in person and for real, Alejandra says with a grin. The two women resume walking side by side with their flask by their hips. So, Z begins, is Jill Thompson actually coming? They reach the apartment. This is it, Z says. Let me put on my flask and I'll let them know we're here. Girl, Alejandra chides, just knock. Z raps against the door a few times, then repeats, so? Is she here or what? Alejandra smiles brightly at Z as the door opens. She says, just you wait, Z. I think you're going to like what the future holds.